You asked for it. Here it is. It's a podcast from Apathetic Enthusiasm.
Coming to you live from this thing that we're doing. It's an update where we have little bits of updates for each and every one of you. Am I of low volume? I don't know if I'm low volume, but it's okay because we're talking to you live from Interdimensional RSS, the unofficial Rick and Morty podcast.
When you said unofficial Rick and Morty podcast, I almost thought you were going to say National Football League because I think our heads are in two different places. Hello, everybody. I'm Travis.
Hey, everybody. I'm Brandon, and welcome to the show. This is a very special episode. We don't always have
in a very special interdimensional RSS.
We don't always have very special episodes, but tell you what, today we have one for you. But you know, before we get into any of that, we have a few things that we have to talk to you about. Because no episode is special if it doesn't have social media links. That's right. Go to the site that Travis doesn't want to talk about, X at Rick and Morty Pod, Facebook.com/Rick and Morty Podcast, Instagram and Threads, Rick and Morty Pod, Rick and Morty Podcast, email Rick and Morty Podcast at gmail.com. Shoot us your notes, shoot us your comments and questions and concerns, and I'll update the template later, Travis. Don't worry about it. I'll forget about it if you type it there. If you can, go to Reddit, rickandmorty.reddit.com for all of the official Rick and Morty stuff out there. Still people complaining about voices, still people being like, bring Justin. And I am happily delete all of those posts because it's
unbelievable.
Get out of here. And then, of course, our website, where we do a lot of updating, so many things that you can find there. It's constant.
It's really the linchpin of this entire podcasting endeavor.
RickandMortyPod.com. We are pre-recorded over there on YouTube.com/apatheticenthusiasm. And of course, you can support this show and all of our shows over at Patreon.com/apatheticenthusiasm. We thank all of you for your patronage over on Patreon for everything that you allow us to do. I bought a Tesla truck with all your Patreon money.
You got that Cybertruck money from our Patreon. Thanks to all five of you that got us those Cybertrucks. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, technically you still owe me maybe about like 30 years worth of your patronage to like make up the difference, but it's fine.
Yeah, we just took out an investment on unexpected Patreon support.
You basically co-signed my loan.
Big thanks to the patrons. This I think is our first interdimensional RSS of 2024, right?
Yeah, might very well be.
It might be. Happy New Year to all of our listeners out to Unity. And it's obviously no episodes or things to talk about. So we wanted to take a quick minute just to talk about some recent developments, some interesting topics that have come to light. So we figured we'd just make a whole episode centered around semi-pertinent news.
Yeah. Semi-pertinent news. Let's go ahead and get into this. The biggest news, I think, of everything is
absolutely
that all of season 7 is streaming on Max now. This is the biggest news up front.
You skipped right to the end, Brandon. Buried the lead.
I know. Well, that wasn't that the biggest? That's not the biggest news. No, I mean, that's news. And it's like, hey, if you want to watch on Max, you can go do that.
It is news because for some people, especially if they don't subscribe to any Adult Swim platforms directly, they don't pay cable bills. But they have a Max subscription. Maybe it's free with your cell phone or home internet provider. You could watch every single episode of Rick and Morty now streaming on Max. I know for a few people that I talked to, they had not seen the finale yet until this news broke.
Wow.
So, yeah. And then they got all up in that fear hole.
And they're like, hey, that looks like Rod Serling, doesn't it? Hey, did you guys talk about that on your show?
I was like, you should listen to the episode and find out. Yeah.
That's cool. That means I can go back and I can watch all of them back on Max again. It's exciting. It's exciting.
Yeah. And which is good because it turns out in 2024, you might have plenty of time if you feel like watching Rick and Morty to go back and watch old episodes.
Because
we won't be getting any new episodes in 2024.
Right.
That's right. The big news that came out, Rick and Morty season 8.
Oh.
We'll get to that. Rick and Morty season 8 is not coming out until 2025. This is breaking a long streak of Rick and Morty coming out every year. What, for the last 3 years, 4 seasons?
It's sad that we think like 3 seasons of 8 seasons is like, that's a long streak.
Listen, compared to the years between, you know, seasons like 3 and 4. Yeah. They have been consistent since that contract renegotiation. But yeah, now we're going to have to wait a year for new episodes. How did you feel about it when that news broke?
It made sense to me, Travis. It made
an overwhelming sense of calm as you realized we weren't going to have to do this podcast. Is that what he said?
So, a state of tranquility washed over me, and I sat there with my Zen garden raking it, thinking, a free year. But you know what's kind of cool is that before, when we didn't know when the show was going to come out, now we're not like waiting every little bit of news, any article, being like, maybe they're going to announce it. Now they announced it's not going to happen at all this year, which I'm cool with. The other thing is
we don't have to sit through a Comic-Con panel with people being like, when's the new season coming? And then like Steve Levy's like, soon, and it's all cryptic and we don't know.
Yeah, soon. I know they said they wanted to have it be more consistent and have it be every year moving yeah. forward. And I think that was I know that was their intent. But writer strikes, actor strikes, they happen. And that ended up pushing back things a little bit. And that's why we're not going to get anything here in 2024, which I'm okay with. Gives them some time to work on the content. You know, finally bring Roiland back. Just kidding. If I see that in Reddit, I'm deleting it. Okay. But yeah.
I think this is, it's obviously frustrating for many fans who love the show. Animation is, it takes a long time. And for this show to be as good as it is, it takes a long time for it to get there, right? And when you add a 5-month strike in the middle of that development of a season, it's understandable that a show that comes out usually late in the year, like late fall, to get pushed back a little bit. Now, do I think we're talking fall 2025? I sure hope not. I would suspect that we'll get it a little bit earlier in the year, but who knows? Like, lots of things can happen between now and then.
That's right. Lots of things can happen between now and then. That's right. Comic cons, interviews with people. You know, we're still shooting for some interviews with people. I've got some.
Ooh-wee.
I've got some.
Ooh-wee. We're trying.
I got some leads that we yeah. got. We can chase after. But there could also be other shows that pop up between now and then. For example, Travis, I don't know if you know this, but there's a Rick and Morty anime that was announced back during Comic-Con days, and then they came out with a little trailer.
We saw like the opening credits for it.
Yeah, I don't know if you know that you were there for that. but yeah,
I do know that I was there for that, Brandon. Thank you.
Yeah, the only new Rick and Morty we're getting for sure in 2024 is this Rick and Morty anime. The first look of the first episode was released January 23rd, directed by Takashi Sano. The anime is described as standing on its own as an original work. The first season consists of 10 episodes produced by Telecom Animation Film. Now, you'd think, fine Unity, you might think, wow, Brandon and Travis aren't going to be around at all throughout 2024.
Nope.
Maybe like an interview, maybe a convention.
We know how infrequently they get interviews. We're not going to hear from them at all.
They might as well be dead in 2024. But no, fine, Unity. We're going to be covering the anime one episode at a time for our very special interdimensional RSS, the unofficial Rick and Morty anime podcast.
And we're going to be doing the whole thing in Japanese. So that's we've got our Duolingo accounts all fired up.
Yep.
And we're ready for it.
We've been practicing nonstop through the NFL season of be like domo.
Arigato.
Yeah. Tamagotchi.
Mr. Robot.
Did you know Tamagotchis are on their way back? Did you know that?
I mean, did they ever leave?
No, not mine.
Not in my heart.
I've been feeding mine for 30 years.
How many just starving Tamagotchis do you think are sitting somewhere with barely charged batteries? It's sad to think about. I bet
there's just like a landfill full of Tamagotchis, and it's going to be like that scene from iRobot where all of the robots are in like storage, and they're like, then they look up at one Tamagotchi kind of on the ridge, and they look at it as it's kind of like lead Tamagotchi that's going to lead the revolution that takes over humanity. But anyways,
maybe that'll be a theme from the Rick and Morty anime. I do think it's interesting. That description of this as a standing on its own as an original work. I don't think it's going to be falling into the same universe or it's like, it's not the same Rick. So I think that's interesting. I think it'll be interesting to look at a completely different storyline of Rick and Morty that is sort of like we've talked about in the past with the comics, where they have the liberty to go and do different things. They're not necessarily held to the same timeline or characteristics for all the characters. And I think that gives them a lot of freedom to try different things. So I'm interested to see what those episodes look like. Even just looking at this first little clip that they shared, you have Rick with like the green drool coming out and he's like sipping from a flask in that, you know, very short clip. Aspects of that feel to me like very early original Rick and Morty stuff. They've really come a long way since that first season. So I wonder if this will feel more like some of that original types of storylines and adventures that they used to go on back in the classic adventures.
Yeah. I look forward to that because I could really use some classic adventures and not some of this new woke season 7. Just kidding. I can't say that shit without a straight face, you know?
Yeah. You're so used to it with all the other podcasts you listen to all the time that we won't mention. Anyway. Yeah. So we're going to talk about Rick and Morty anime and it should be fun. We still don't have an official release date. I also have no idea like how long these episodes are going to be, if they're going to be full like 22 minute long episodes or if they're going to be a little bit shorter.
Yeah.
But we'll definitely, I mean, anything for content, right? So we're going to make sure to get after these and share those with you. So and that's about it. That's everything.
That's all we had.
That's all the news that we came up with, but we wanted to share that with you, share our thoughts, and we want to hear your opinions. We want to know what you think about the show taking a year off. And I would say taking a year off. People are working hard day in and day out to make the show possible in 2025. But what do you guys think? What do you think about the year off? What do you think about the new anime? Are you excited for it? Do you not care? Are you going to unsubscribe if we start talking about it? And then finally, you know, who has a Max subscription? Share your password with Brandon so he can stream all 7 seasons.
Yeah, please. Plus, Gremlins 2, the new batch is still on there, and I love it. I love it so much. What I would, I do want to throw another little bit of news. I follow various people from the show on social media. I don't know if you know this, Travis. And a couple weeks ago, they started back the art portion of the show. They started back. So waiting for the vacation of the holiday and the New Year's to pass. And now they're back working on it. So looking forward to 2025. I also want to do this little bit of shout out. Travis, the short out, I should say, which is the Blue Sky followers of the year. Some of 19 days ago, today's the
28th.
Okay. So this is part of the new year. That's right. Adult Swim Central and one other followed us. Look, it's rawr over on Blue Sky. Plus, Surgis.bsky.social followed us as well. Ooh, Farksim and one other followed us. Jay Dillon at bsky.social. Oh, wait, 1 month ago. Does it count? Peter Bam and Pop Geeks followed us. Blue Sky.social. Hey,
are we posting anything on Blue Sky? I don't know. I'm not even connected to the account.
Brandon. No, nope. But thank you for following. We love all of you. All right.
Yep. You're all wonderful. Happy New Year to everyone. And we look forward to more opportunities to share more Rick and Morty content here in 2024 as we await a brand new season next year. That's it for now. Thank you so much for liking, subscribing, doing all the things that you always do. And until next time, I'm Travis.
And I'm Brandon. Thank you. Bye.
In and out. Quick 16-minute adventure.